The fancy term for explaining hotspots is called the mantle plume hypothesis. And this has two basic parts. One is where the first part is that we have a very narrow uprising column, a very hot mantle that's coming up from that core mantle boundary. It's rising up and it's unusually hot and it's unusually narrow. Now, the second part of this idea is that this unusually narrow column of uprising mantle doesn't move. So it's upwelling, it's coming up beneath the bottom of the crust, it's unusually hot, it's not going anywhere. But what's going to end up happening is it's kind of like if you had a piece of paper and a lighter, and you flick your lighter on, and you hold it beneath your piece of paper, and you burn a hole in the bottom of it. And if you were to slide your piece of paper sideways, you would leave a track, a burn track, along your piece of paper. So we have a very hot, very narrow plume of mantle that's coming up, punching through that crust, creating volcanoes. And as that crust that's getting punched through is moving, this doesn't necessarily stop the lithospheric plate from cruising around and doing whatever it was doing before the hotspot came along. The motion of that plate will be tracked by the volcanic material that's erupted out from that hotspot. So, if you look at Hawaii, for example, on a map, you'll see this long line of islands, many of which are submerged beneath sea level, but you can still see them on the ocean floor. And they make a long line that goes to the northwest, and then it has this kink in it, and the line goes straight north towards Alaska. That's reflecting the Pacific plate moving over the Hawaiian hotspot. It's punching a new volcano every time as the crust moves over it. And if you were to date each of those volcanoes, you could figure out how fast that plate moved, what direction it moved in, and where there's that funny kink in the middle of the chain of volcanoes, you could figure out when that happened. That funny bend is reflecting a time when the Pacific plate was moving in a different direction than it is now. So it was originally moving to the north, and now it's moving to the northwest. So these hot spots can help us to track how fast plates are moving, what direction they're moving in, and these were used before we had GPS satellite technology to really understand the rates of motion of plates. When we think now about plate motion and convection and sort of putting all of these different things back together again now, the motion of our plates, even these plumes of mantle that create hot spots,